It's more than upsetting. This is a clear message that is being sent to nationalist politicians that basically we don't like you. They've put me on a bonfire. They're going to set fire to tonight. Not only is this a hate crime, this is also theft because they've interfered with the political process of the election. They're removing posters and then placing them on a bonfire and setting fire to them. And you dimension to all this in 2017 is obviously social media, because people take pictures of this. It appears all over social media. And younger generations and young people are looking at this and they're almost thinking that this is appropriate, that it's okay. Well, we need to start sending out a message now that it is absolutely not okay. And if this is symbolism of culture, then why would anyone want to be a part of it? And I do not think for one minute that this reflects the wider body of people from one community over another. Absolutely no way does it. This is a small group of individuals who are so filled with hate that they can't see past it. They're almost blinded by it. But I want to meet with the perpetrators. I want to meet with the people that put politicians' posters on bonfires. I want to look at them in the whites of their eyes and ask them what they fear and what they don't like. Is it me? Is it my culture? Is it my community that they fear? Because if it is, then surely by discussing and talking about it, then they'll have a wider appreciation of what is involved. But putting posters of people on bonfires in 2017, regardless of what celebration it is completely unacceptable and should not be tolerated by any politician. And today I'm condemning it absolutely, and I have made an official complaint to the PSNA because I do see them, and indeed of theft of election materials.